Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. Come on out, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, it's time to rejoice, it's time to rejoice, it's time to rejoice. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. What you see around you is only temporary. Come on now, I'm going to say it again. What's going on around you, what you can see with the natural eye is only temporary. High glory, come on now. You better get this. Somebody better get this revelation. Come on now. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. Listen, you don't have to wait. Come on now. You don't have to wait. Come on now. This, he said, today is the day. This is the day of salvation. This is the day. This is your time. This is your opportunity. Oh, my God, my God, my God. We better jump in. Listen, we better be about the Father's business. Come on now. Come on now. Get it. Get it, get it, get it. High glory, get it. Get it, get it, get it. Come on now. Right now, right now. Come on now. Get it right now. Hey, glory. Get it right now. Come on now. Come on now. This is the day. This is the day. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait to be healed. You can be healed right now. Come on. You can be healed right now. Good morning, Brother Doug. Come on now. You can be saved right now. You can be delivered right now. Come on now. Your time is now. Faith is now. Come on now. Oh my God, my God. We better get this. We understand that when God speaks a thing, it's already past tense, so it's already done. Okay, I'm gonna say it again because I want to be able to slow it down so that way you can get all the clarity and understanding of what the Lord is saying to you right now. Once he speaks it, once he reveals it in his word to you, it's already done. Someone type, it is so. Come on now, type it right now. It is so. See, so we don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until Sunday. You don't have to wait until Wednesday. You don't have to wait until the church doors close or open. God, it's right now. Come on now. Hebrews 11. Now, I know that sometimes this scripture gets taken out of context, but for this morning's sake, we're going to go ahead and we're going to bring clarity and understanding what God is revealing. Amen. Let's go to the word. Amen. Share the broadcast. Share it with your people. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. Come on now. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And I'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Father, right now we release the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere, over the technology, over the internet connections. There will be no hindrances or interruptions to this word, this ministry, your sons, your daughters, those listening on the broadcast, whether in their homes, in the cars, at the workplace, the gym, Father, on their iPads, iPhones, iPads, desktops, laptops, Android, whatever it is, whatever media that is coming through, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over the technology. And there'll be no interruptions in Jesus' mighty name. Now, listen, I want you to understand this. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. I want you to see this. Hebrews chapter 11. Look at verse 1. Now faith is. Come on now. I'm going to say it again. Now faith is. This word now in the Greek is the day of God. Okay? Okay, it means, and let me just go back to it here. It means moreover and etc. Okay. Is the ST of God. Woo, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It means to be. Oh my God. Oh my God. The he, the she, the it is the third person singular of to be, okay? Come on now. Oh, come on now. Woo! The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. Come on now. Now, faith is what? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, faith is. Okay, so that means that right now, when he says, this is the day that the Lord has made. So right now, today is the day. Listen. Today is the day right now in this particular situation, right now in this particular hour, minute, high glory, 647 Mountain Standard Time. Right now, faith activates the substance, okay? It becomes the substance of belief, okay? So if it's healing, faith becomes healing. If it's deliverance, faith becomes deliverance. Come on now. Oh, come on now. If it's finances or wealth or whatever it is, when you activate the spirit to be, it becomes. Oh, come on now. When you understand this, now listen, this is why 5785 is, come on now, your season of a multiplied and abundant grace, okay? Right now. Grace is being multiplied, is overflowing in abundance in your life because faith has been activated when God spoke it. Oh, my God. Woo, my God, my God. Let me just say that again. Amen, amen. When God spoke what the season 5785 refers to, okay, now, and we broke it down. Come on now. Come on now. Remember what we spoke. That it's a season of divine grace and completion. It's a season of renewal and new beginnings. It's a season of the power of your mouth, and it'll be a season of rest and preparation for greater works. So when we understand this, when we give God the opportunity to activate this faith, this power now. See, when you understand that, then you can go to John chapter 1. Come on, I'll go to John chapter 1. Come on now, this is going to make sense, and we're right here. Okay, we've been teaching about God's kingdom agenda, okay, in this season. In this season, God's kingdom agenda, okay? Hallelujah, okay? And it says in John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, okay? So, the is, now faith is the spirit. Now we connect it with the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was what? With who? God. Elohim. So when you understand that these three are one, they have three different ministries, three different, the Father sets the will. The Son obeys and fulfills the will. And the Spirit reminds us what the will is. Oh, come on now. So we understand. The Word was with God and the Word was God. This is why you can't separate it. But now when you go to John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, to as many as received him, the Word, because when you receive the Word, you're receiving the Father and the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory. To as many as received him, to them he gave what? Power, the faith, the substance. Oh, come on now. To what? Become. Oh, my God. What? Sons of God. Because this power is only given to sons. Ladies, you know when I say sons, it has nothing to do with gender. But it represents those who have received and accepted, Okay, in order to receive, to as many as received, you must hear the word, hide the word in your heart, and do it. So to those, to as many as received him, he gave to them his what? Dunamis, his power to become whatever it is that you need, the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So when you understand that salvation is not just saying that, that the Lord is now become your Messiah. No, 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 no. The Son, salvation means that the word, the power or the spirit of the word connected to the authority, the Father of that word has now been reconnected and activated in you. Why? Okay, I'm glad that you asked that. Let's go to Luke chapter 17. Because this, you have to get this to understand operating in God's kingdom agenda, okay? Luke chapter 17. Come on now, when you get there, someone type amen. Okay. Verse 20 and 21. I want you to get this. This is why I'm showing it to you in the word. He says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the what? Kingdom of God should come. See, we're talking about God's kingdom agenda. See, when you get the agenda of the kingdom, the king's domain, when you understand, woo, the oh my God. And when he was demanded by the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered, the kingdom of God doesn't come by observation. You neither shall you say, lo, it's here or lo, it's there. For behold, what? The kingdom of God is where? Within you. Oh, my God, this is going to begin to make sense. Listen, the kingdom of God refers to God's way of doing things, okay? Let me just show you the, where's my little slide right here. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. Now, remember, God's kingdom, God's way, God's kingdom agenda, okay? Now, we said that in Matthew 6:33, okay? Matthew 6:33. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. Come on now, Matthew 6:33. Come on now, Matthew 6:33. We're almost done. I just want to open your eyes to this because when you activate this with now faith is, okay? Now you're not a hoping and a praying. You are spiritually and physically operating and activating this power in your life. Why? Because it's within you. Verse 31. He says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall you eat? What shall you drink? How shall you be clothed? For after all these things do who? Gentiles. Those who have no relationship with Elohim seek. You see, that word seek means to chase or run after. So those who have no real grounding or fortitude or foundation in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, he says, your time is spent seeking and chasing after what has no connection to me. How can we say that? Because Jesus said that there will come a time that when it's all said and done, and when you're standing in the seat, in front of the seat of God, he'll say, turn around, because I never knew you. Why? Because you had no real connection with the family. You had no real connection to the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. For after all these things do Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father, what? Knows that you already have need of all these things. And Paul said, and my God shall supply. So, there's not a question if God's going to, if it's in your inheritance to have the things. God says that you have a need of these things, okay? But he says, seek ye first what? My way of doing it. God, seek ye first what? The power within you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his what? Relationship. There's that power of all. All these what? Things shall be what? Added. We are in a season of what now? See, so now go back to what God said in the beginning of this season. He said this will be your season of what? Multiplied and abundant grace. So this multiplied and abundant represents all these things being added, because it doesn't just mean multiplication or addition. It means exponential. You won't be able to qualify or quantify how much is being done in your life. Why? Because it's just going to keep on overflowing and overflowing. And oh, I wish I had somebody right here. Someone, if you believe the word, someone type, I believe. Come on now. Come on now, type it right now. Type it, I believe. See, when you understand that when you begin to get this word deep in your heart and begin to walk in the word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Now you're not just idly doing things, things that have no substance, things that have no connection. See, God, when he created you with a purpose and the gifts and talents and abilities to fulfill that purpose. Oh, come on now. Listen. It's your time to do not only what God purposed, but to do it in a way that it'll be so exponential. It'll be so exponential that your children's children will be living off what you created and built. Why? Because if you do God's purpose, it's too big for you anyway, and you need his help. Why? Because it wasn't just meant for you. It was meant for the generations that would come after you. Come on, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Listen, this is why we do what we do. He says, why? I wish above all things that you may what? Prosper and be in health. Why? Even as your soul prospers. Because having your mind, your soul, your subconscious, this is where creation, this is where vision and revelation comes from. Creation starts in the mind of God. And if you're created in God's image, according to Genesis, then creation and vision starts in your mind. This is why God said in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts I think where? Toward you. Okay, this is why his kingdom is built on Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Why? Because everything that he created, it was created by a seed of thought or word. This is why in the beginning was the word. Why? Because what he thought in his mind, he spoke and it became, oh, come on now, and he saw what he spoke and created, oh, come on now, and then he blessed it. The empowerment, the power comes after the thought, speaking, and the writing down of what's just been done. Oh my God. Listen. So you see, listen, we have put together this time and season of seed time and harvest of sowing your seed of what the year represents, 5785, your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Okay, there are two ways. The first way is through the ministry. You can use the PayPal, okay? And you can take your smartphone and scan or the QR code, and it'll take you to the PayPal. You can use the Zelle and go from your banking account straight into the ministry account by using our Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com. And then you can also use the church cash app or the website, www.restoredministriesint.org. The second way to activate the seed of faith is by doing what's called the teruma. When you put it into the hand, and directly into the hand of the priest or prophet of the ministry, Ezekiel 44:30. And he says, the first of all what? First fruits of what? All. And the first of all things, every oblation or teruma of all, of every sort of teruma, shall be the who? The the priest. And you shall also give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, now when you give unto the priest, now the priest does what? Causes the blessing. He speaks, he invokes, he executes the blessing to rest where? In thine house. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. I wish I had somebody with me. You are where the kingdom resides. So now when you sow directly into the hand of the priest, now the priest opens his mouth like God opened the mouth of the word and spoke and blessed creation. God will activate the harvest of blessing in your life when you sow directly into the hand of the prophet. Now, so the 5785 seed, 15785 seed, 557, the 57850, or the 5000, whatever it is, sow it now. Use the kingdom of God, operate in the power of God, and now I speak the blessing of the Lord that makes you rich and adds no sorrow in your life. High glory. The devil is a lie. Amen. Have my camera moving. Amen. But now I speak that the blessing of the Lord is activated. As soon as you release the seed, the harvest is released back to you. Lift your hands. Father, I thank you. You said, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give back unto our bosom. Father, I activate the now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I activate the word of God. Woo! All the way back to Adam being activated in their life right now. And Father, now make it overflow and overflow and overflow in Jesus' name. Listen, get your seat in. Thank you for joining us. Listen, don't miss the hour of power with me and Prophet Tanya Bryant, Sunday morning, 7:30 Mountain Standard Time. Listen, you be blessed. It's your time. It's your season to walk in multiplied and abundant grace. Be blessed.